Instagram. You're mindlessly scrolling anyway. Why not check us out? This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You want to hear more adventures of the CPAP?
Sure.
Because I've been struggling with this thing.
Yeah.
Did you know 1 billion people worldwide suffer from sleep apnea? And it's not just fat old guys.
Yeah, there's a nurse at the hospital yesterday. I was there with my son. And she was talking about she had sleep apnea because she had bad tonsils and she sleeps with one,
right, too. There's any number of things that can, you know, the most common type is the obstructive sleep apnea where you end up snoring.
You're a mouth breather and a knuckle dragger,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. That's the problem.
But you also couldn't talk for 3 days this week, basically, well, Monday and Tuesday.
That was allergy related.
Yeah, but you said, would the CPAP actually aggravate that?
I don't know.
Okay. How long are you sleeping at night now?
You could postulate that possibly contribute. You know,
well, it's a big word, man.
Yeah, but let's see. Last night, okay, I had the mask on for 5 hours.
All right.
Now, they have cranked up the humidity so I don't get the cotton mouth.
Okay.
But the problem when you crank up the humidity is at some point, my hose begins to gurgle because there's so much moisture.
What are we talking about?
Oh, my right. God.
And it will wake me up, and it will wake Christy up. And
don't you love a good gurgling hose, yeah, there, Rick?
Also, once again, Todd is only looking at me.
I know.
He is not looking at any. I am trying to be polite and keep eye contact.
He said my hose begins to gurgle.
The rest of us have learned not to look.
It's like
look
a
away.
Car crash.
It sounds like somebody sucking the last of a Slurpee.
Oh, no.
Combined, that's got to wake up Christy,
yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah, well, here's the other combination. I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure of hearing the death rattle, someone's last breath.
Yeah.
The pleasure's the key word there.
It sounds very similar to that.
Oh God. Then how do you know if you're alive or not?
So then I got to wake up. I got to empty the moisture out of the hose. And usually at that point, I just put it away for the night.
Yeah, you want to go back to sleep.
I mean, right. One night I think I got 7 hours, and that's how you get the best score when you have it on 7 hours or more.
Mm. Can you keep it on without taking off the thing and carry the machine in to take a piss?
No, because you would have to unplug the machine.
Oh, yeah, unplug it.
You need a longer hose.
It's not battery operated.
That's get one of those things just pissing then.
Right, because I got to get up when I got to take a piss, and then I got to remove the mask, and that's where I only got 8 out of 20 for the mask seal. I rarely, but that and I thrash around a lot, so I think it readjusts the mask.
This is a mess, man. I wish you could watch this on video.
He does a sleep study, and they're like, you're unhelpable. you're awful.
Poor Christy.
She wanted him to do this, so it's on her.
But he's still thrashing. Yeah.
The key stat that I look for in this is events per hour, because I was having like a dozen of them previous to this. And now,
does thrashing count as an event?
Yeah. No. This is when you stop breathing.
Breathing, right.
Yeah.
And then I'm only having one or less than one per hour now. And I don't know if that works when I don't have the mask on, but Christy says she hasn't heard me snore since I started this.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Even when you take it off?
Will I?
No, even when you take it off.
Oh, yeah.
Even you don't snore.
Because there are nights I was really frustrated, like, over the weekend. I didn't use it at all. And she said she didn't hear me snore, so maybe it's kind of training me to be not such a mouth breather.
Or is she talking about the nights when you have a hissy fit and she just leaves?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, I didn't hear you snore at all because I was across the house.
Then you don't hear me snore.
Does the machine work on weed cotton mouth?
Oh, I don't know.
You use your smoke some weed and put the helmet back on. Right?
Oh, no, that would be a horrible
like
idea.
A gas mat. Yeah. Oh, my
Here's another thing I would like them to be able to do, and I don't know if the technology exists, but it's hard for me to fall asleep with that because there's, to me, not enough air coming in.
Oh.
So I wish they could crank it
up. That sounds horrible.
Yeah. They could crank it up a little at the beginning, and then because how they originally do it is they have it low. And then when it senses when you fall asleep, then it interjects more air into the mask. And I would like it the other way around.
Right.
I need more to help to get to sleep. And then you could back it off. And I seem to be fine when it's set on 7 or whatever. But I need a bigger number to start with because it's difficult for me to fall asleep. It takes me about 20 minutes to fall asleep. And it shouldn't.
You would think that oxygen deprivation would be a good way to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Right?
Forever.
Yeah. But no.
Do you have a safe word?
That's when the fight or flight kicks in.
That's when you start thrashing, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. So by thrashing, you mean you kick your legs? You spin around?
I'm just rolling over.
Okay.
You know, I roll.
Tyrell kicks his legs.
Right. Really? I'm a side sleeper, so I will roll from side to side. And I think that, you know, may loosen the mask up.
Tyrell's snoring is out of control.
Is it?
Yeah. We have a 3-strike rule where if I'm woken up 3 times by his snoring, he has to go downstairs to the couch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people
have you kicked him out after 2 sometimes just to get rid of him?
This is a racket.
Yeah, but that's but that's a secret between you and me, so don't tell anyone.
But I don't get blamed for that, even though I just made it up.
Has he done a sleep study?
No, he wants to, but he's also fearful that they're going to tell him to get the mat. Yeah.
Yep. Well, first of all, there are people. I mean, I don't snore as much as I used to. Michelle told me that, but I snore when I'm really drunk, like a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah.
But... yeah, my dad snored his whole life, and he was 86.
He
didn't die from sleep apnea.
Like
so
yeah.
You can snore and still sleep. It's about the stop breathing part.
Right.
Not all snoring means you need sleep apnea. It's when you stop breathing.
But
I've always asked that. I said, when I'm snoring, do you ever hear me stop breathing? I mean, it's my exes. She goes, no. I said, okay, then I'm just snoring. Okay.
Maybe Tyrell gets the mouth tape stuff, and then he's forced to breathe through his nose.
Yeah, that one's weird too.
I don't like.
Put duct tape on his mouth and make him breathe through his nose.
Or the videos of the women like unpeeling themselves after a night of sleep, where they're like pulling off the bonnet and the mouth tape and the eyes, whatever, and there's stuff in their nose. I don't like that.
And then putting on their day bonnet and going about their trad wife life.
Yeah,
I don't think putting anything. In your airways, obstructing your airways is a good idea.
I don't think it's a great idea, no.
Of course, and that'd probably be tough if you have facial hair to get a seal on that tape.
Yeah, that may contribute to
I'm claustrophobic, and all that stuff kind of feeds into that. I don't want my mouth covered while I'm sleeping. I don't want my nose. Even when I have a stuffy nose, that's one of the most uncomfortable feelings in the world, trying to sleep.
Do you snore, Rage?
Maybe, not enough to bother anyone in our house. Yeah,
you're not waking him up, right?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Todd, are you having dreams about being a fighter pilot or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, but I do have the mask on.
You do.
He's running so fast through an open field. Look at his little legs.
He wakes up with a nightmare because he lost Goose again.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this has anything to do with the CPAP. I am dreaming at night now.
I don't know. I thought weed kills your dreams.
Yeah, now meaning again, or you've like never really dreamed before?
No, not since I ingested a lot of weed.
Gotcha.
You know, and that's gone on for decades.
Sure. Right.
I will, during a nap when I'm not full of weed, I'll have dreams then. But at night, because I spent most of my evening imbibing in some weed. But I'm not doing it as much. I'm not smoking as much. So maybe that's the reason I'm actually having dreams at night again.
Well, and your brain could be less busy trying to keep you alive through all of these snoring incidents than it can dream.
I dream every time I sleep, no matter the length or anything. So I always find it weird when people don't. I'm like, so what do you do?
Well, don't they say that?
I dream a lot, too.
But
weed suppresses dreams. That's a fact. Because everybody knows every smokes weed doesn't dream that much.
Not me.
I dream all the time.
Here's the one I don't get is there are some people who have no inner monologue. Like there's no talking going on inside their head.
How they even say they don't.
Well, they
how they even prove they don't have inner monologue.
It's hard to fathom.
What I've read is they manifest things visually. You know, so they're not saying words in their head. And when you're talking in your head, your monologue going on in your head, are you hearing your voice? Because that's what I'm hearing.
Aren't those just thoughts?
Yeah, just thoughts. Why does that have to be in a voice?
It's Tyler from the Todd and Tyler at the Funny Bone.
Yep,
he can't imagine, images. So you can be like, imagine a bowl of ice cream. And he's like, I can't do that.
Well, what kind of
I don't know what that is.
Did he have his head crushed too?
I don't know. Yeah, simultaneously. Yeah, I don't know. But that's hard. To me all the time, I want to be like, yes, you can. You know what I mean? Because I can't think about what that would be like.
It's a good thing he's not blind.
Right?
Somebody showed a picture of, I don't know if it's real or not, but I'm not saying a blind person can't enjoy a movie, but Stevie Wonder was in the theater for a screening of Michael, like the third row, you know?
Yeah, does he need the best seat?
Yeah. I know.
Let's put Stevie in the back.
He's sitting around with a bunch of other famous people. There gets a private screening of the movie Michael, the Michael Jackson thing.
Amazing.
And Stevie Wonder's in the crowd, you know?
There's
and he's like the third row. If you're behind him, are you saying, hey, we switch seats?
Yeah. Well, in a movie theater, isn't the third row the worst seat?
Well, I don't know. He's just sitting up front in this picture. And the joke started flowing.
There's photos of him taking pictures, like looking through a viewfinder camera.
I think he's blind. I think people are just trying to catch him.
He definitely is. He's even said, like, I like doing it as a joke.
He messes
like,
with he people, likes, right? Yeah. Right.
I saw a video of Dr. Dre talking about getting calls from Stevie Wonder at like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Really?
So he has no idea what time it is.
Didn't Stevie Wonder actually come on SNL after Eddie Murphy did his impersonation? Didn't they do a show or a sketch together?
I think they were beside each other.
Yeah, they might have.
We talked about that the other day. I don't know. Yeah. That Michael movie's still kicking ass. I haven't seen it yet, you know.
I don't want to.
I know there's some pedophilia involved, but it's kicking ass. Yeah, it's the biggest movie in the United States.
I don't believe they mention any of that said
they
pedophilia.
They don't. Yeah. That's why it's probably fun to watch. They don't mention the pedophilia.
I think when I talked about it up here, too, but somebody said they were, in some interview with somebody, they were going to a party at Stevie Wonder's house. They're like, is this really Stevie Wonder's house? And then the yard was just crap. The yard looked real bad, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that makes sense."
There's not one mirror in the house. Yeah, you're like, okay, I guess.
Rachel, where with us? Where are you at this weekend, Rachel? You're going to be in Yankton, right?
Yeah. I'm going to be adjacent to Yankton, I guess. Lazy Age Campgrounds.
And what's the town right near there, Nick? You found out yesterday?
It's Gayville.
Gayville.
Yeah. Well, the campground is actually to the east.
That's where Gayville is.
I've been to Gayville before. They have a water tower that says Gayville on it.
And they pronounce it Gayville?
Yeah.
I do.
Well, Nick thought they might say Gaville because they always sound gay. Right, it's
Gaville.
Gaville with the Y.
Yeah. Are you from Gayville? Yeah. And plus, you looked up their mascot. What was their mascot name? The Raiders.
They were the Raiders.
Gayville. Push called them the Butt Pirates yesterday.
Nick did.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Close enough. Whatever.
I actually thought it was you. Yeah, Nick called them the Butt Pirates.
He can't keep secrets and he doesn't know who's who. That's fine.
Well, I want to throw that joke on you.
Interesting. Yeah.
We were also discussing earlier sports franchises, and we'd take college or high school with natural disasters in their nickname. And Rachel might be able to help there because we could use a fresh perspective.
Oh.
Can you think of any sports teams that have natural disasters as their nickname?
She's not a sports fan, are you?
Storm Chasers.
Oh, there you go.
That is mentioned in here.
Yeah, that's a Triple A team in Omaha of the Kansas City Royals.
A nod to the severe weather.
Is it the Hurricanes one?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got your Carolina Hurricanes. You got your Miami Hurricanes.
And then Tulsa's the Golden Hurricane, right?
Right. Just one.
And I mentioned earlier that showers are also a weather thing, so the Golden Showers would be a great name for a team.
Yeah.
Would it?
Yeah.
Like Gayville.
Again, what are you going to put on the hat?
Yeah.
This is my question.
Right. Yeah, good point.
Some sort
Calvin.
Of stream. Yeah. Calvin.
Calvin pissing on a logo of the other team. You have to switch out a helmet every week.
Calvin pissing on the other team's logo.
You got your Cyclones of Iowa State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And in the Major League Soccer, you got your Earthquakes of San Jose.
Oh, they're called the Earthquakes? Okay.
Yeah. With the Kraken count? Is that a natural disaster?
No, the Kraken is a big
beast from the depths.
Yeah. I think it's like a dragon.
Isn't there a team called the Big Green Wave?
Yeah,
Tulane.
That's Tulane.
Is that a natural disaster? It's a nice way of saying a tsunami.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a nice way?
I think we need more disasters in team names. I think I'm on your guys' side.
All right. The Sioux City sinkholes.
Yeah.
The severe thunderstorms.
Nick Roots were a disaster down the road. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we mentioned Heat earlier, the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Singular.
True.
I guess that's not necessarily a disaster.
There's got to be some high school stuff out there. The high school mascot.
Is there any volcano in professional
There should
college?
Be. The Volcanoes would be a great name for a team.
Yeah.
You'd have to be adjacent to a volcano, right?
Like the Pompeii volcano.
Right. Didn't the NFL Europe at one time have the Rhine Fire?
Right.
Rhine Fire. They did.
Does that count?
Yeah, it's fire.
Oh, we missed the lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Tampa Bay. Thunder.
Oh, the Chicago Fire was the name of a USL World Football League team in the 70s. They were called the Chicago Fire.
I thought that was the name of their WNBA team, too. Am I correct?
No, I think it's Chicago Sky.
Yeah.
Kill me for knowing that.
They are the Sky. That will kill you, Puss.
Currently in the NBA Finals.
I'll kill you because I know, too.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The finals are happening?
Conference finals.
Conference finals for both the NHL and the NBA are going on now.
Well, go see Rachel next to Gayville in Yankton this weekend.
Somewhere in the Gayville vicinity.
Of course, the warehouse is doing well, I've heard. It looks like the socials look good.
People have been loving it and coming to shows, and it's great. Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Did you find somebody to do the weed whacking?
I did.
Good.
It looks nice over there now.
Because Nick could come and burn them down if you want.
I was just going to say, one day too late.
You owe me $100 for somebody to weed whack your front there. Your front.
Easy. Okay. Well, it's been a joy and a pleasure.
$100? Okay, we'll weed whack it.
God, weed whack your front. Jeez Louise.
He's a professional wood maker.
It was actually your back. Yeah, right? It was a
yeah
back,
great.
Right? How many guys jumped on that? $100 is $100, man.
Oh, too many, yeah.
I had to hide the post
now.
After you hired the first guy.
Is like, oh, my
God. Did anybody offer to whack weeds for a nut kicking?
Oh, God, that would have been way cheaper of a trade.
You're out kicking his nuts while he's weed whacking.
Right.
Is there a weed whacking story post you set coming up here? We could do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is a weed whacker story on the way.
Oh, great.
All right.
Good.
Weed whack your front for $100. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.